This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Sorry I didn't get with you last week. We'll do a couple this week leading up to Super Sunday. This week, I will talk about the upcoming Hall of Fame class. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford, the first family of Ford in Tampa Bay. I went through the car buying experience late in 2021 directly with Sean Sullivan, the general manager of Bill Curry Ford, who has his own podcast right here on our distributor, JoeBucksFan.com. Sean would love to sell you either a new Ford vehicle, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, or a make and model, not necessarily Ford, that he has in inventory on the Bill Curry Ford lot. How do you get in front of the general manager of Bill Curry Ford? Well, you contact Grace Thomas. Grace is a friend of mine, and you ask Grace Thomas to make an appointment with Sean Sullivan. Say you're a listener of mine and you want to go through the same car buying experience that I went through end of 2021 with Sean, as I've been very happy with my Ford Escape. I was just over to the service department a week or so ago, saw Mark Wilty, saw Kaylee, saw Tracy, friendly people at Bill Curry Ford. First family of Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Also, I want to thank Brandon Legal Group. As soon as I get done recording this podcast on this Monday morning, I have to reach out to Jeremy, the marketing manager at Brandon Legal Group, as Jeremy is going to help me at Todd Wright Tour XL, Good versus Evil, our sixth annual Good versus Evil format golf tournament at Heritage Isles. Sold out for Super Bowl weekend. Brandon Legal Group has a simple message for me to convey to you, as I am a non-attorney spokesperson. When you are in need of legal assistance, they are a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. That's pretty simple. That legal assistance could be family law. It could be child support adjustment. It could be post-judgment. It could be divorce. To clarify whether or not full service covers what you need when you need it, a free consultation will easily answer your questions. 844-4BLG-4ME or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Some of you see my weekly appearances on Spectrum Bay News 9 in Tampa Bay. There is a nightly 30-minute sports program called Spectrum Sports 360, hosted by good people like Mike Cairns, Olivia Stacey, Ken Morales, Chris Torello used to host the show. I miss working with Chris, as Chris is doing some wonderful things now with Habitat for Humanity. And one of the things that we're going to discuss that we taped for later this week, not sure when you'll hear this podcast, is the upcoming Hall of Fame announcement for the 2023 class. So let me start by saying there are some people I know that are very invested in this as it relates to Rondae Barber. And I'm sensitive to that, what it means to them, what it means to because of their role in all this, and all the work that they've ultimately put into this. I am respectful and sensitive to that. They would also say, I have a right to my opinion as well, which I was asked to express on Spectrum Bay News 9 for a segment this week. First of all, I just want to talk about Hall of Fames and how I've always felt they should be the best of the best. And I don't feel they're that way anymore. I haven't felt that way for about 20 plus years. And this is something I'm going to share in the TV segment. Remember when some of you are old enough, if you're actually under the age of 22, 23, thank you for listening to me, but you weren't around when we went from the 20th century to the 21st century. So The New Year's resolution was an even bigger deal around that time because it wasn't a normal flip of the odometer. We were flipping centuries. And it was even bigger to me because I kept correcting people, lazily making the mistake that thought when we went from 99 to 2000, that was the change of the century. It wasn't. It was going from 2000 to 2001. I digress. My New Year's resolution, and remember, this is when I was doing All Night with Todd Wright, all across North America, had a huge audience. I love the gig. I talked to a lot of great people. I worked with a ton of great people, traveling all over the country, working out of Walt Disney World at the ESPN Club on Disney's Boardwalk. My New Year's resolution for the new century was, I'm going to be the guy that, other than obvious exceptions, I'm going to argue against them going into Hall of Fames. Every sport. There are obvious exceptions. So whenever we get to the point that LeBron James is up for induction in the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, I'm not arguing against LeBron James as one example, taking it totally out of football. Of course, I'm not arguing against Tom Brady when we get to that point, going into the Hall of Fame. But everyone else, I'm arguing against. Why? Because there wasn't anybody like that. It kind of grew cliche to me that Hall of Fame arguments weren't arguments. You were either arguing that the person was in or that someone else was in. There didn't seem to be someone saying, no, good player. No, not Hall of Fame. I said, I want to be that guy, just as a contrarian voice, because there are going to be occasions, not only is there an argument to be made, but sometimes it's a very strong argument. And we had started to get to that point where instead of the Hall of Fames being for the best of the best, there were other things going on, and maybe a numbers game or other things to turn them into events, create more interest. And we're kind of at that point. This was brought up recently with baseball, and I don't watch as much baseball as I used to, but I watched Scott Rolen play. I watched Scott Rolen be unable to pull in a ground ball at third base with the Reds up 2-0 against the Giants about 10 years ago, and they lost that first-round playoff series in five. It's not that alone that I hold against Scott Rolen, but when I heard Scott Rolen was a Hall of Famer, I thought, no, not to me. And great baseball people like Mark Topkin even said, has the Hall of Fame become for the very good rather than the best of the best? Same can apply to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So let's talk about Rondé Barber. The things Rondé Barber have going for him are lengthy and cannot be ignored. It's part of why some people that I've acknowledged, and some of you know who they are, when they argue on behalf of Rondé Barber going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they have a lot to work with. Rondé has a Super Bowl ring. Rondé was part of a widely recognized great